The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom uvracha. We're continuing the fourth hakdama of bitachon, that the bitachon should be real. We should do our best to be mekayem the mitzvahs. Yesterday we read that quote from the Pirkei Avos. Say v'tzoyne tzoyncha. Make his rotzen be like your rotzen. Kidei sheyaseh tzoyncha tzoyne. Now, the simple reading it sounds like, you know, this is a good deal to make. I will value the desires of Hashem so that Hashem will value the desires of me. I will give up my rotzen to do the rotzen Hashem, so that somebody else will give up their rotzen against me, and this way Hashem will protect me. But the etzem, he brings a pasuk, Toiv Hashem lekoivov. Hashem is good to those who turn to Him. The nefesh tidrishenu. Nefesh was doyish, his well-being, his desires, wants to have a relationship with Hashem. This is an important thing. It's no get to be tofen, but it's no get to every relationship a person has. Unfortunately, in our day and age, there are many people that go through their entire lives with no personal relationships, even though they try to fool themselves that they have personal relationships. But everything is, in the words of a chacham I once heard, a business deal. It's business relationships. I'm going to do all kind of good things to my wife in exchange for the fact that she'll take care of my needs. I'll do all kind of things for my kids so that they should also give me COVID and give me whatever else I want from them. Take care of things I don't want to bother doing. Or they should give me nachas even. And the Mela, it's like that with everything. Not only the business, all the relationships with anybody. It's just basically a way to, even when they're giving, it's a way of getting something out of the other side. This is what Rav Dessler writes in his Kuntres HaChesed, that you have a person that he looks like he's always giving, but he's really always taking. Because in the back of his mind, the only reason why he's benefiting other people is so that she gets something in exchange. And that's not what we're talking about over here. I say it's similar to, you know, there's a pasuk that we all know. You should love your friend like you love yourself. So one explanation is, you know, to be mamish like yourself, your life comes first. But it means the same format. What do I mean by the same format? The format is that why do I love myself? Kamoicha. After I thought of kamoicha, the same style. Why do I love myself? Do I love myself because if I love myself, I'm going to get something out of myself? That's not what a person loves himself. Because something that is so close to the person or the person himself is something that he feels close to and he loves. He's interested in the benefit of himself. So he's saying, when you love somebody else, it should be in the same style. You love them because you feel
Kol HaLashon.
Close to them, not because you get something out of them. I don't take care of my feet so that they should treat me well and they should walk for me. I do them because they're part of me. And that's the same idea we're saying over here. We're saying, means that when I do the Ratzon Hashem, I'm not just doing it so that He should give me what I want. The result will be that He'll give me what I want, but that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I really appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I appreciate all that He has given me, the special opportunity He has given me in this world. And therefore, it's my greatest desire to do His will. He is so good to me, I want to be good back to Him as much as I can. And Mela, I will get back that relationship. But think of it. If my relationship is, I'm going to be good to Hashem so that He should be good to me. So that's where I'm relating to Hashem. Not as somebody close to me, not somebody that I admire, not somebody I care for. But as something that I can get something out of. So if you want to say Manoga from Hashem to you, you're finished. Because you, what do you want? Hashem to be good to you so that Hashem gets something out of it. No matter what we do, we'll be never as much as we get from Hashem. Hashem will never have a net gain from it. Our component of that is this important saying of Tov Hashem L'Koivov. We have to have the desire to have a closeness to Hashem, to just share, or always think, what can make Nachas Ruach because he's both so good to me, I also want to be good to him. And that way we can relate to every situation in life. And when we have false expectations that don't materialize, instead of feeling upset and frustrated, or Chas V'Shalom sometimes a person, how can Hashem do this, how can Hashem do that, think, I know Hashem knows what's good for me. And I accepted the late Shalom. And I just continue, be crazy, to turn to Hashem, like it says, Chazak V'yamin Sibach V'kavir Hashem. If a person davens to Hashem, he's not answered, just daven again. And don't daven just for yourself, daven for others. The tzaddik of the Yemen Finkel was speaking the other day about that, how important it is, especially in these times, to daven for other people. That is a big way of zeicha. Hashem will b'kabba tzilas. The same idea. Hashem sees that we really care. We're not just doing it as a trick to get what we want, but we really care about other Jews. That makes us those Jews that give HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas. That makes us the people that are living their lives with the vision of a shlichus. I'm in this world to mekayim my goal. And my goal is to be levracha wherever I am. Remember when I was in the Chevron Yeshiva? So, for Pesach, I used to go home to America. Mashkiach, Rav Meir Chodesh, Yichon Levracha. I used to say some words of chizik to me before I left. And one of the things he said is, wherever you go, try to be levracha. To mechazik somebody, say a shia, do a chesed. If you're always in that mind frame, then you never get dragged down. So you're always able to realize all the chasodim we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the koichas he gave us, and use them to do what we can to do the Rosh Hashem and to feel that the best thing I can do with my life in any situation is to do it the way Hashem wants. And we feel that closeness to Hashem, and God Bechayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us his closeness to us. Shalom Uzzah.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.